Ed Sullivan says,
believe me, this is it. The big show is really
Vinyl Cobwebs.
Wake up, Premium.
I know, I'm trying to wake up. Come on, music, get a little faster. It's supposed to build up. It's building up kind of music. You know what it's building up to, Donovan?
To our fifth anniversary, Premium. 5 years doing this garbage.
The first time we threw the switch, it was for the first week of August in the year 1999,
Donovan. It was actually 5 years to the day. Today's August 1st, 2004. Remember when we said it's August 1st, 1999?
Yes. So many things have come and gone since then, Donovan.
What has come and gone?
Was it a safer world when we started 5 years ago?
We were safe from terrorists. We have the new studios here nestled in the Wasatch Mountains here in Salt Lake City. We got spiders. Look at that spider.
Crawling
across the floor. It's a five-year anniversary spider.
Ah.
Kill it, Premium!
Help me. Help me.
What are we going to do on our fifth five-year anniversary? We know we've been on hiatus all summer long. Doing nothing. Donovan got married. Premium got a camcorder. What else happened this past summer?
You got new digs here for Vinyl Cobwebs.
That's right. But we're back on normal schedule now. We're going to see if we can get these up every week like we used to, because it's so much fun. And that way Premium can spend more money.
I wonder how many of our listeners are still out there.
Well, if you're out there, you're out there. Happy 5 years. Okay, out of five. Five. Surfside Vibes. Is that what we're listening to?
That's what we're listening to. A local band.
That has a very... You did that on purpose, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes. It was a local band. They were from here in Salt Lake City. In 1964, they had a record called Surfside 5, recorded live. And you hear some shouts and screaming in the background on some of these. They do cover versions of other people's songs, like Louie Louie and California Sun. But we're going to spin some more platters. We might play another one from this. Well, we're listening right now to something called Sparkling Sam. Yes, 5 years, Donovan. Oh, I'm five years older. Okay. I'm 43 now, Donovan. Oh.
Okay, I want you to do one else. Okay, out of five. You gotta go, okay, out of five.
Okay, out of five.
That's pretty good.
Oh, more hacking. Where are you?
Oh, I know. Where is she? Is she nestled somewhere in this Wasatch Mountain? We gotta say that.
Let us find her, Donovan. Why? Is she nestled somewhere in these Wasatch Mountains?
Live! From Studio 5 in Wasatch Mountains, this is Vinyl Cobwebs 201, August 1st, 2004. I can't believe it's been 5 years. Beat you up five times.
The search continues, Donovan. Where's my brain?
Hello, Vinyl Cobwebs listeners. This is Scott Ralph wishing Donovan and Premium and the whole Vinyl Cobwebs crew a happy anniversary of broadcasting crazy platters that matter and your crazy hijinks on the internet. I love it. I hope you guys last forever, actually, online. I look forward to it every week to this day. And your show was the main inspiration behind me getting my show started. So cheers to you guys and all the best. And I can't wait to hear this show. And I'm glad to be part of it. Thank you, guys.
Ooh, I like you.
Tell us the story about baby. The baby who always says maybe. What does he do all the time?
Baby can't skate. Baby can't ski. Baby can't dig geometry. But baby can't.
Anything but
we make this just a talk fest, Donovan? We've got to make up for 5 years of total emptiness. Here we are on Vital Cobwebs, kind of rusty.
It's not working. You need to oomph it up.
Oomph it up. That's here on better. Vital Cobwebs. Am I kind of rusty on the microphone? Yes, I am. Oh, I just love watching that little needle go up and into the red when I talk.
A needle go in the red.
Ah, Donovan. We need to play another record.
Well, we're going to play. You know what? Speaking of repeating everything you say, let's repeat the last record. But let's play the Raindrops doing Rock a Baby Rock.
Okay, let's play all...
And what I'd like you to do out there is email us at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com and tell us the similarities between these two platters, and also tell us the dissimilarities between these two platters. And, you know, maybe you'll win a prize. And while you're at it, draw a picture of the granite furniture's star in the sky.
And while you're at it, you can put a P.S. on your email saying, where the hell have you guys been? How come you haven't notified us of when you were coming back or anything like that? Every time we check back, there was never a new show.
Sorry, Premium. Go ahead. Finish.
I'm finished.
Okay. Rock my baby in the treetop. Yeah, when the wind blows, baby, we rock. When the bow breaks, cradle will fall. Down come, baby, cradle and all. Blue jacket holder, sit in the corner, eating his Christmas pie. He pushed his thumb.
Rusty am I on Vinyl Cobwebs number 201. This is Premium Deluxe here, and we just got through a Bopa Wada Wada set. Yes, who was that, Donovan?
The Raindrops. See, baby rock, baby rock. Rock, baby rock. Raindrops, yeah. They don't sound very raindroppy.
They don't.
I'll sell that record to you.
Sell it to me, Donovan. All the stitches and sketches at all.
$14. The other side has... rain on it.
Another rain-themed record.
I better be careful. I'm damaging the merchandise.
We are so rusty.
What were you doing 5 years ago today, listening audience? Well, Premium Deluxe will tell you what he was doing.
I was working at Los Angeles going, right after I get off work today, I get to go to Donovan's place, and we'll do Vinyl Cobwebs numero uno. And we did.
And you were, this time of year, 5 years ago, you were drawing Jar Jar Binks on dilapidated old restaurants.
Yes.
And peeing outside.
And
getting in trouble at Chuckarama.
You know what our first record was, Donovan?
Gosh.
What? Edit yourself. Okay, now, the very first record we played, I was going to bring it in again, but I forgot, so I guess we'll just get it. But it... God, what's going up there? Although the cello factory...
we're not in a cello factory
anymore. There's a dispute
anymore.
Up there.
We left the cello factory for these new digs.
What is this new dig now, then?
This is the nestled among the Wasatch Mountain studio.
Okay. among the Wasatch spiders.
Okay, and now. The thing is, we played Roller Coaster by the Roller Coasters. Was it? It was on that Holiday Inn Records yellow label.
If you really want to hear it, I'll dig it out. Amen. Do you really want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear that.
Maybe a little later in the show, we'll put that on.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. I want to play something. During our hiatus, I bought one record. See, I've been too busy spending my money elsewhere, but I did find time to purchase a record. Look at the bug on the record.
There's a bug.
It's so little.
Across the record. Is it one of those little box elder bugs, the baby
bug?
I don't think so.
Do they ever get that small?
It's a baby bug.
Anyway, it's out of Memphis, Tennessee.
A baby spider will eat it pretty soon.
It's one of those horror movie hosts, you know, that you watch on Friday nights, and they'd show some bad horror movie.
Oh, in Memphis, Tennessee?
Uh-huh. And he went by the name Savad. It's Davis spelled backwards. S-I-V-A-D. And this one's called Savad Barry's Rock and Roll. A very interesting number. And I think you'll hear some actual references to certain records at the time. Do you remember? It's been a while since I listened to it.
Yeah.
I got it, I listened to it, and then I packed it away.
Maybe it was played on WHBQ in Memphis.
I'm sure it was. We're going to put it on.
Let's put it on the turntable right now. Savad, ew, it's a yellow tom-tom label.
I'm guessing the year's 65 on that, Premium.
Have you ever been to Union Avenue in Memphis?
No, I haven't. Isn't that where Sun Studios is located?
I think so.
Yeah.
They must have had a lot of studios located.
This changed a lot down there, Donovan. They tore down a lot of their historic sites that they should have now.
Let's listen. This should be played on Halloween. But
let's drop the needle.
I just can't wait.
Drop the needle into the groove.
Do it.
Good evening. I am Savad, your monster of cerebrals. I'm glad you could come. Welcome to our hootenanny. Do you dig? Grab a shovel and fall right in.
Hey, what y'all gonna do?
All too long I've had to listen. The beat has had its day. We've come to bury rock and roll and leave it here to stay.
Gee, can I help?
Dig me a deep, dark hole in the ground. Keep right on digging, cat. Believe it or not, man, this is the block, man. It's gotta be deeper than that.
Look, I'm digging.
I suppose that grave is deep enough, throwing those records in. This is the end, man. Start a new trend, man. Rock and roll is dead.
What did y'all do with my Mozart album?
Dig me a deep, dark hole in the ground. Keep right on digging, cat. Believe it or not, man, this is the block, man. It's gotta be deeper than that. Long too long I've had to listen. The beat has had its day. We've come to bury rock and roll and leave it here to stay. That I do mean stay.
Later on, I'll tell you.
Just come here, come here.
Oh, guess who we have on our center stage this time? It's Sue Thompson singing all our tearjerkers of the early 60s. Yeah, she's old now and all lines and everything, so it makes it more poignant. Watch her as she cries and sobs and wishes she was young again, singing all her songs like That Movie Made Me Cry and Willie Can. And what was that other one? Oh, that other one that's just a big sobber of all time. I can't remember, so that's okay. She'll sing it anyway. All for your listening pleasure. And on the side stage at the same time, she she was singing. So somebody else will be overdubbing his voice over her. It'll be none other than Dale Shannon. He's back from the dead. His bones popped up by a cobra snake wiggling back and forth. Very interesting sight to see. A cobra! Ah! Oh, he'll be singing Run Around and Run Away and Hats Off to Larry and all those things in a skeletal manner. A frightful event. Should have been saved for October, but oh well, anyway, Dwayne Kaiser's Tiki Time Wow does not exist then. It's in hiatus, so we'll do it now. And on the left stage, oh boy, yes, even at the same time, disheveled Gene Pitney will be there to sing his big hit Mecca over and over and over and over for some reason because he forgot the words to all his other songs. Oh well, that's all. Anyhow.
Oh boy, Dwayne Kaiser's Tiki Time Noah 2004, the opening performance is a production of Dwayne the Tub and Blanding Productions in association with Chuck Archer Unlimited. Oh wow, it's going to be a good one. I'm not going to miss this one, are you?
No way!
So carefree, your heart sings when you relax at patio springs. Breezes cool, refreshing pool. Your troubles take wings when you relax at patio springs. Family fun. Cool baked tea on the green golf swing high. You will like hunting, fishing. You'll be wishing you could go where breezes blow. Your troubles take wings when you relax at patio springs. Endless joy it brings when you relax at patio, patio springs.
Oh, patio springs, eh? That's a record I found in Burley, Idaho, you know, on my twice-weekly trips to Boise, Idaho to deliver meat from the to the Chuck-O-Rama up there. You know what I do? I stop in Boise, Idaho, and I stop at some of the secondhand stores. No, it's Burley, Idaho. I stop at all the stores everywhere, but in Burley, I found this little thing here with a stack of other weird records, but they were a local group from Salt Lake City, a little folky trio kind of thing. I think they went to the BYU University, you know, Brigham Young University. Yes, they were Mormons. Oh, boy, they wore funny little underwear, and they sang their hearts out at little campfires and little gatherings by the Great Salt Lake, you know, out there with the brine shrimp where it stinks. You know, people that haven't been to Utah, they see this big, great Salt Lake, and they think, oh, there's probably these beach resorts and hotel resorts and stuff, you know, kind of like in Florida and the stuff like that. But no, it's stinky. It's sort of brine, it's smelly. It's salty and kind of fragrant. And there's spiders. This time of year, if you go out on the boat docks and stuff, there's spiders everywhere. Big, fat, juicy spiders. Oh, look at those spiders. Do we have any records? Here's another one.
Lest you forget, need I remind you, you're listening to the Vinyl Cobweb Show.
Fill her up. Check the left rear.
Can you fix this?
Hi, how's the car running?
Not a speck of trouble.
At Standard Oil Dealers, people put their confidence in American brand gasolines. American gasolines are... Want more from Standard, and you get it. Standard Oil Division, American Oil Company.
Japanese elf ladies!
We were two-nothing guys from the Eastern Shore. The girls thought we were clowns. Every time we went on a date, they always put us down. We got some money and decided to fly to the Golden State, where if you become a real hot dogger, the girls think you are great. Now we're the underwater surfers, the saddest can be, cause all the other surfers are laughing at we. We spend most of our time at the bottom of the sea. We bought a woody wagon and a classy surfboard. We thought we'd shoot the curl. We should have been watching that giant wave instead of watching that girl. Now we're the underwater surfer as I can be, cause all the other surfers are laughing at we. We spend most of our time at the bottom of the sea. Ocean below. We're still the underwater surfer, but as sad as can be, cause all the other surfers are laughing at we. We spend most of our time at the bottom of the sea. The underwater surfers are sad as can be, cause all the other surfers are laughing at we. We spend most of our time at the bottom of the sea.
From our fairly recent past, but I had to play that again. Joey and Danny, the Underwater Surfers. That's Joey Reynolds, DJ of WKBW or the Big KW, BK or whatever they called it. I don't know what they used to call it there in Buffalo, New York. But anyway, because I'm from Salt Lake City, where all the fighters are gathering. And what's the other Danny Nevereth. They were both DJs on that station, and they put out a couple of records like Rats in My Room is the one that's heard more often, but this one's rare, and this is I like this one even better. It's a great record. I thought I'd play it again. Boy, did you miss us? Did you miss us?
Move over, Fran. We have a special request. Is your mic working?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Whoops, sorry. Some guy from Canada emailed. He said he couldn't wait for the 5th anniversary episode. He emailed vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
No, it wasn't Scott Ralph, actually.
Oh, really?
Surprisingly so. No, it wasn't. Speaking of Scott Ralph, did you know he found love?
He did.
He found love in Toronto.
You are kidding.
No, he didn't.
I thought I'd find love before he would.
He found love in Toronto. Hats off to Scott Ralph in Winnipeg. Anyway, okay, what was I saying? Oh, this guy from Canada wanted to hear Mr. Yuck theme song. You remember Mr. Yuck, Premium?
Not really.
He was that little green guy that he looked like a smiley face, but they turned it to a sad, and his tongue was hanging out.
That is...
They put him on the poison bottle.
Vaguely familiar.
Does that sound familiar?
Vaguely familiar, Donovan.
He's going, yuck! Anyway, we're going to play Mr. Yuck theme song. I hope you enjoy it here in Vinyl Cobwebs. 201. Who thought we'd make it 5 years? It's August 1st, 2004. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Mr. Yuck!
Mr. Yuck is me. Mr. Yuck is green. Home
home is full of lots of things that children shouldn't touch. Home is full of bad things that can hurt you very much. Now there's a man whose face is green that you ought to get to know. He'll warn you when danger's coming fast or slow. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. When you see him, stop and think. Do not smell, do not drink, do not touch, do not eat, or you will be sick. Get to know his face in every single place. When you see it, you'll know quick. Things marked yuck make you sick, 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 sick. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. In a closet, on a shelf, or underneath the sink. Do not touch a single thing before you stop and think. If you see a round green face scowling back at you, do not eat or drink or smell, 'cause Mr. Yuck is warning you. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. When you see him, stop and think. Do not smell, do not drink, do not touch, do not eat, or you will be sick. Get to know his face in every single place. When you see it, you'll know quick. Things marked yuck make you sick, 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 sick. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green. Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green.
Okay, boys and girls, I'm back with another, you know, one of those kind of guess 'em things. It shouldn't be too hard to
guess. It's on the Goody, Gordy, Goody, Gordy label. What happened there?
Goody, Gordy.
Oh, I was trying to say Gordy, and it came out Goody.
You know what? I'm not going to bother with a guess-em thing because...
Why? Because I gave it away.
No, it's so obvious anyway.
Did you know Michael Jackson's going to have quintuplets?
What's that? That guy needs to have his tubes tied. I swear to... Michael, you have no business having children in your household. I am sorry.
There's no business like show business like no business Michael knows. He's going to have four more kids or five more kids.
He just wants kids in the house.
He wants to fill the courtroom.
He needs to stop it.
He doesn't have any supporters.
Just stop it, Michael.
I'm voting for John Kerry come November.
Are you really?
Uh-huh.
Ah, Donovan, you're so smart. Oh, boy, off we go. And I'm going to vote for the dumb guy that talks like me.
Are you voting for George Bush?
Yes.
You know what happened last time that happened.
What? What happened?
Remember on the 2000 election show on Vinyl Cobbler?
Don't you tell me 9/11 was his fault. Donovan?
Possibly. We won't go there, but, you know, you remember I said Al Gore would win and we made a bet and it got so bad that no one, we didn't realize we couldn't solve the bet because no one knew who would president
be?
Oh,
for months we were
who
hanging
would president
on a,
be?
We were hanging like spiders on a string waiting for the answer.
And we just finally gave up because we know Gore won. We know Jeb Bush.
He won the popular vote, I'll admit that.
Yeah, but Governor Jeb Bush, who's his brother, and he's governor of Florida, had a little hand in tallying the votes.
I'll be nice to...
They didn't allow for a third vote count.
You know what, Donovan? We have divided our audience. Suddenly, there is a half of our audience digs Donovan, and half our audience suddenly digs Premium Deluxe. But I'm thinking this is more of a John Kerry audience, so I'm probably a minority, have a minority of fans, Donovan.
I like John Kerry because he looks like Herman Munster. Okay, put it on!
You're right, let's elect Herman Munster. Here's the record that I wanted to put on. And you know that...
Hurry.
Shh, will you listen? Oh.
I'm listening!
I'll put it on.
I'm listening! I'm listening!
It starts...
I'm listening!
Oh,
I'm listening! We love you, Mon!
I love you, George Bush.
You're fired!
Hey, come on. Baby, baby, just one more chance. Baby, baby,
saw the Fahrenheit 9/11 movie, too. It was actually okay, you know, even me being a Bush fan and stuff. There's still parts of it I liked. It was kind of funny. Okay, Donovan, and now, you know who that was? Those were the Contours who did that big number one smash, Do You Love Me? And they had that fake-out ending, you know, where it goes, Do You Love Me? And then, it bounces back. Well, it's irritating on this cut here, if you listen back to it. They do the same thing, but it was almost perfunctory, where it sounded like, you know what we ought to do? When they're just mastering it, even, they were thinking, they weren't going to do it, but then somebody was, you know, while the tape was playing, going, oh, you know what? We need to do that, what we did on the A side, fake it out. And they do it, but it's done in a half-assed kind of way at the wrong spot. It just doesn't feel right. So when you listen back to this, I know we were talking while we were listening to this record, but when you listen back to this, listen for the fake ending, and it just doesn't work. They should have left it out and just left it, you know.
Speaking of fake endings.
Fettered with.
Speaking of fake endings.
What, Donovan?
I want you, Premium, to go home on your web TV and go to scaryguyvideo.com. That's Scary Guy spelled with a K. You can get all sorts of obscure minutia movies. Minutia. Do you like that word?
Minutia.
I made up a word.
I like Donovan's word makeups.
You can get science fiction theater stuff, too. It's all available at scaryguyvideo.com, the scariest videos on the planet.
You can go
there, Premium, if you can get your web TV to turn on. Did you get it to turn on? You can now check your email.
Yes, let's do that.
You can do it?
All right.
You know, we have fast-speed internet here, Premium. You got your web TV, and you can leave some feedback here if you want. You can leave some fast feedback. What's sad is, even though you have DSL, it still takes Steve...
Premium Deluxe.
What was I going to call you? A stinky Premium Deluxe? What happened there? It still takes you a long time to type it in. It doesn't matter how fast the speed is.
It's your speed we need to speed up.
Speed you up, Premium!
I'm going to vote for Bush! I'm going to vote for George Bush this in November! Oh, boy, I can't wait because he's going to be a good president. Oh, Donald, I really like him.
Do you like that? Speed you up instead of beat you up. Oh. That's going to be our new phrase for the 200s. Speed you up, Premium!
Oh, Donald, not again! You're going to vote for the Lurch guy. Oh, boy, he looks so funny. His face is so long and he's got a lot of hair.
We're going to do a random record grab now.
Please do a random record grab.
And we're going to play whatever it is. I'm not going to look. Let's see. We're going to play Pretty Little Girl.
Pretty Little Girl.
By the Dream Lovers on It's 1963 Columbia.
I think that was the group that backed up Chubby Checker.
We're going to really hate this. It's not going to be enjoyable, but we're going to put it on anyway.
In
a little while, we're going to play the first record we ever spun on vinyl cobwebs. So don't like turn off your computer or your radio or your television set or whatever, however you're listening to.
Oh, don't delay. Let's play this record.
Do it today.
He's got loud grooves. Watch out. Here it comes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Ready.
Whoops.
I'll use this mic. Ah, Donovan, I know that song. It was originally done by the Monarchs in 19... I think it was the Monarchs.
Sorry.
Ow, that hurt my skull.
No, that was me that fell.
I know, but
how did you hurt your skull?
It still hurt my skull.
We're going to talk
well,
for
wait a
while.
Minute. I was going
to talk.
The Monarchs.
Talk.
Did this original version, and here's the Dreamlovers in 63, redoing it again, yet again.
Can I use this?
Yes, you can. It's the camcorder. We're
just so heavy.
Taping ourselves. That's because it's the old tape kind.
It's got a black and white viewfinder. What the hell?
Well, it's got the color thing that pops out the sideways. I got it on sale for $140-something
okay,
bucks.
Finish what you're saying.
Well, anyway. The Pretty Little Girl by the Dreamers. Those are the Columbia guys. And let's put them away right now. Okay, the Dream Lovers. Dream Lover, where are you? With a dream oh so true. Let's see. We're going to play a Michael Jackson-related record. Actually, it is Michael Jackson. A very young Michael Jackson. We're going to play him now doing the thing. But right now, let's play that one song that we started off Final Cobwebs with, that instrumental that goes da-da-da-da-ba-dum-ba, back in 1999. The very first record we ever played! Oh, Donovan, I love I love performing for the camera. I can't decide whether to perform for the camera or for the microphone, but audience out there. I like speeding up my voice and talking in a funny manner. Donovan. Gene Pitney, he's haunting my nightmares because he's all disheveled. I don't know why, and all he can sing is Mecca, 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 Mecca. He forgot the words to all the other songs.
Repeat after me, premium. Mecca, Lecca, high.
Mecca like a high.
Mecca
hiney
ho.
Mecca hiney ho.
Mecca
like a
high.
Mecca like a high. Mecca like a high. Mecca like a high. Mecca hiney ho. Oh, Donovan, I did it.
Okay, let's play another record now. Here it is.
First, the voodoo curse.
The rim shot by the.
We have to hear this again.
Yes, let's play it again.
It's on the Holiday Inn Records label. Let's spin it. Whee! Donovan, insert the rim shot record now.
That yellow label looks smashing. What do you have there?
It's Rimshot by the Roller Coasters, and we're going to put it on. Turn it on. That's what we're doing. Go.
Thank you.
on Vinyl Cobwebs. What did we have there?
And that was Rimshot by the Roller Coasters on the Holiday Inn Records label. There's even a replica of the Holiday Inn sign there. That's a 1961 sound that was making the rounds in Butte, Montana.
You're listening to Vinyl Cobwebs.
And that was us talking 5 years ago on the very first Vinyl Cobwebs.
Are people getting tired of our anniversary shows every July and August where we play that? Well, we play it every show, every time.
I don't know. Is it the 10th anniversary?
Why don't we play something off the second anniversary show?
Why is it the third, and then the fourth?
We get to hear us go, we're going to put it on, we sound so stupid. Oh, this yellow label looks smashing.
Those were the good old days, but these are even the better days. Someday we'll be listening to this episode and go, wow, that was so long ago.
We have a new studio location here nestled on the Wasatch Mountain. We're actually on a mountain.
We're nestled.
The house is right there on the mountain. And it's hard for Premium to get here.
And we're searching for Lori Hacking. Where is her body?
You know what?
Where is her corpse?
I don't give a damn about Lori Hacking. Why is it making national news? Tell me that.
I don't know. Because it's kind of on the heels of the Elizabeth Smart thing.
I know, but why? There's missing
people all over the place. That's what I thought. I thought if this was happening in Butte, Montana or Boston or someplace, it probably wouldn't get the play, do you think?
I don't think so.
I don't know what's making this one so special. It made the USA Today, too.
He buys a mattress, and then he runs around naked, and then he says he's going to medical school. Premium, if you tell me you're going to medical school and I find out you're not, I'm going to dump you in the river.
Oh, Donovan.
What?
Don't dump me in no river. Did you know that when he was on his church mission, his his missionary companion said, you know what, that guy was kind of weird because he wanted to smoke and drink and like go out and with girls and stuff. We're not supposed to go out with girls when we're on our mission.
Oh, no.
He was a rebellious missionary.
Well, Mission Impossible, according to the Mormon Church.
He's going to hell.
Give me some Mission Impossible music.
And so, dunk.
Your mission, if you chose to accept it, is to turn Vinyl Cobwebs off and don't listen ever again. The following Vinyl Cobwebs episode will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
No, it will not.
With the sound of Premium going, blah. One.
No.
Two. Three. Four. Five.
Blah. Ooh.
Okay.
And now, here's Michael Jackson before he became dangerous.
Before he impregnated a surrogate mother.
Before he became bad. Before he became the Thriller. Before he became a father of twin triplets. Blah.
Before he became off the wall.
Yes, before he can take off the wall. It's the B-side of I Want You Back, and they're kind of flashing back to an earlier sound, like, you know, the old Miracle sound with Smokey Robinson, who was one of his idols. But listen to young Michael Jackson. He really carries it off here. Here we go. Whee!
It's a Canadian pressing.
What happened to you, Michael?
You're playing off a Canadian pressing.
It's a Canadian pressing!
You're so damn un-American. No wonder you vote for Bush. You probably need a Saudi Arabian pressing.
But Kerry is a French-looking guy. He doesn't look French. He thinks he's John F. Kennedy. He changes JFK. Come on.
Is his middle initial F?
He changed it to, well, I'm not sure, but I don't know what the deal was, if he changed his name or something so he could have the JFK initials, but he is JFK Jr.
Okay.
Okay. But he's actually the Lurch. We're putting it on. Adam's Family.
I think he looks more like Herman Munster.
Okay.
Herman and the Mummy.
Is the record on? Oh, I forgot to switch it over to record. Here we go. Early Michael.
Thank you. Hello, hello. The mic is okay. It's working now. Oh, we just got back from eating pizza, but you don't know it because we've been playing records, and we're eating pizza between playing records. Yeah. And some stupid high school kids were playing in some band trying to sound all alternative-like. Duh, they sounded just like everybody else that's alternative-like. Ah. Here are the Applejacks!
London Records label. I think it's 63, but it could be into 64. I'll have to do some more research on that one. Those are the Applejacks on the Baby Jane, or Baby Jane, on London Records. Well, we just got back from pizza, and everything's copacetic again.
We sure eat pizza quick. One platter that matters, and the pizza is eaten, and the garage door is broken, then it's fixed again. Here are the vinyl cobwebs nestled. Right
yes.
Here, the studio nestled in the Wasatch Mountains.
Thanks to two capering little boys, the garage door got fiddled with and went kaput. But it's fixed. Okay.
And I got grease all over my hands.
Grease is the word, is the word, is the word, is the
You're
word.
You're not going to play Effie Smith, are you?
Yes, I'm going to play Effie Smith. What
are you?
Man?
Are you?
Right here on Vinyl Kappa number 201.
It's a summery, blustery day up here. We're hoping you're having a good summer. We're entering the dog days of summer.
The dog days of summer on our fifth anniversary, oh. Donovan.
What was that? That didn't show up. Ooh, Maud is looking down at me in disgust.
Yes, it's disgusting. On the dual disc records label it is. No, it isn't. It's a red label, and it's the driving lesson this time with Effie Smith. Donovan?
Oh, you played Effie or Effie last week.
Last time it was the phone, the one about the telephone.
Yes.
She was talking to her neighbor about all the teenagers and their weird dances these days. Okay, that was like a year ago, Donovan.
Was it? I think that's the last time we did a show was a year ago.
It's on the Duo Disc Records label, Donovan.
It's been 5 years of Vinyl Cobwebs excitement. Here's the five more.
What's up?
We're going to put it on. Put it on.
Hello, Mabel. Girl Henry finally made up his mind to teach me how to drive. Yeah, girl, I'm tired of staying home boxed up behind these four walls while Henry's out gallivanting up and down the street. Honey, let me get off of this phone before he changes his mind. I see him outside blowing the horn like somebody crazy. Call you when I get back.
Ruby Lee!
Okay, I'm coming.
Ruby, you just get in the car and do what I tell you.
Now, Henry, if you're gonna start being a school teacher, I ain't your student. All I wanna do is learn how to drive my car.
Your car?
You heard me, my car. I'm helping to make these payments just like you.
Now, here's what you do. is turn on the key and start up the motor. Put the car in reverse, let the handbrake off, step on the gas easy, and back on out of the driveway. Ruby Lee, you done tore half the house off. Step on the brakes.
Oh, shut up, Henry. What you mean, step on the brakes? You ain't told me nothing about stepping on no brakes.
All right. The brakes are on the floor that you stopped the car with. Ruby Lee, move on out of the way. Let me back this car on out the street before you run into the neighbor's car.
Oh, shut up, Henry. You just stay where you are. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, Lord, Ruby Lee, you done run into Mr. Jones's car.
Mr. Jones' car ain't nothing but an old wreck know-how. All them fenders been banged up for a long time. I ought to call the police and make them take it off the street.
Oh, Ruby Lee, just push on the gas easy and drive on down to the corner stop and stop. Woman, you like to throw me out of the window. Now, what are you standing there for?
Can't you see I'm putting on my lipstick?
Now, woman, what in the world are you waving your hands all around the circle for?
Well, Henry, can't you see I'm trying to polish on my fingernails?
Ruby Lee, would you please get out of the middle of the street? Don't you hear all them horns blowing for you to move over?
Get over? Henry, I ain't thinking about them people.
Ruby Lee, now what are you doing? You can't turn around in the middle of the street.
Oh, yes, I can. I just saw a dress in the store win, and I'm going back to see how much it costs. Henry, go and take this wheel. You can have it. If I can't learn how to drive the way I want to learn how to drive, I don't want to learn how to drive at all. These nuts out here in the streets blowing their horns like somebody crazy, thinking the street don't belong to nobody but them. Here, I ain't going to ask you to learn me how to drive no more. I don't want to learn how to drive.
Premium, I'm going to dedicate a record to you. Poor old Heartsick Premium's the name of this record. It's on Hickory Records label. Ah! Who left the studio phone on? Hold on a second.
You want a neck?
Heartsick Premium by Margie Bowes and Vinyl Cobwebs, Hickory Records. Why do I have to wait? Explain to me why I have to wait. I don't care about your film. This is a radio show, not a video show. You can stick it in your ear, Premium, and take the Hickory Record with you.
You can stick it up your...
You can stick it up your ass. Speed you up, Premium. Your mic isn't working. Try this again. Go. Oh, you're God. Just way in the background.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Hold on a second. I'm rewinding this tape. See? Oh, okay. Now
they can't see you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Screamy Satchel, come here. Screamy Satchel here in the mountainous regions of the studio number 5.
The boys are playing Archon.
Sit down.
I can't.
Why?
I'm too old.
She's too old.
Gotta stop doing vinyl cobwebs on the floor.
Come over here.
It's hard on your knees.
I played this record for Premium. Poor old heartsick me. It's dedicated to a bucktooth girl he knew one time ago.
There he goes pushing me again. Swallow the microphone, he says.
Tell him about scaryguyvideo.com.
Why don't y'all go to scaryguyvideo with a K and see what we have?
.com.
They know it's a .com. Why would you be a .org?
Welcome, 5 years. 5 years to the day we did this first broadcast. And we're still going strong. We got all our favorite listeners out there listening. Scott Ralph in Canada. Did you know he found true love?
Scott's found true love?
Yeah, he met someone in Toronto.
In Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
That's in Canada.
Yeah, that's right. You're a sharp one. We've been changing sprinkler heads here in Vinyl Cobwebs and playing records and eating pizza.
Tell them what AC off means.
AC off means air conditioner has gone off, and you're going to be hot for the rest of the evening.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It means you should plug it in.
Plug it in. Let me plug it into you, baby. Come on. Let me plug it in. More.
I'm being banished.
More music. Speed you up, Premium.
Summertime and living is queasy.
We hope you've enjoyed our 5-year anniversary special. It's been fun.
It certainly has. Here's to another 5 years of.
Here comes the cake, Premium. Look at the 5 candles. Blow them out. Make a wish. Ow.
Here's to another 5 years of 2 or 3 week blanks of no vinyl cobwebs, and another 3 month hiatus, and another 2 months.
I'm not going to do that. Could somebody get me a napkin? You just blew spittle.
Little Adelaide.
Well, anyway.
Boy, I feel like. Did you hear that little bleep?
I feel like a motherless child.
Did you hear the little bleep? It sounds like Billy Preston going crazy on drugs.
I wish I was crazy on drugs right now. But I'm not. I'm just a stone cold sober. And I'm a Bush fan to boot.
No. I'm a Bush fan to boot?
That's nothing to art to be happy about, for you.
Don't worry, be happy. Do you know that Bush Sr. used that song and everybody got pissed off?
Really? Was it his campaign song? All right. A Decca record for you and a Hickory record for me. And that's it for Vinyl Cobwebs 201. See you next week. Bye, Premium.
Bye, Premium.
Speed you up.
Well, I got a little show. I'm going to talk about